Pen Pals by Olivia Goldsmith. To Jack Rapke, because you always knew how good it would be. Book 1. Chapter 1. Jennifer Spencer.
All rise.
Jennifer Ann Spencer watched as Judge Marion Levitt entered the courtroom, her black robe swinging loosely from her shoulders, not concealing her dumpiness, her white hair cut in a simple bob. She climbed the 3 steps to the bench, holding Jennifer's future in her hands. Jennifer stood beside her lawyer and the rest of the legal team and faced Judge Levitt with what she hoped was a calm and honest gaze. She knew that the photographers would pay a great deal to have a picture of her at the time the verdict was given. But they were barred from the courtroom, and for that, if nothing else, she was grateful. Although she had been assured and reassured that the judge would see things their way, it was not an easy thing to stand before the woman as she leafed through her papers. In fact, although she doubted that she would be judged guilty, she was certain that even if she was, she would be given a suspended sentence or public service or a fine. Jennifer had to admit that she felt sick to her stomach just standing there. That she had virtually volunteered to be there didn't make it any easier. She felt a fluttering beside her and realized that Tom, her attorney, was reaching for her hand. She entwined her fingers in his and knew that he could feel her trembling. She hoped that the judge could see neither that nor the fact that they were holding hands, but she supposed it wouldn't make any difference to the outcome of the trial. For what seemed like an interminable time, Judge Levitt paged through the notes in front of her. She had on a pair of half-glasses that were perched at the very end of her long nose. Both Donald and Tom had strongly urged Jennifer to forego a jury trial. This is complicated.